staff?
Yes.
Okay. My name is John Mulligan. I'm the city attorney. I appreciate everybody attending this morning. What you have before you, I guess going through the agenda, first off, we need to take a roll call vote. I'm sorry, a roll call of the members present. We have Richard Sorkin. Is that correct?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. And Joseph Cavado?
Here.
Okay. And Mike Geiger?
Present.
Okay. Any other members of the LCRA? Okay. Hearing none, we have a quorum. The first item on the agenda, approval of the agenda for today. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay. A second on that?
Sure.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it. The next item is approval of the minutes of the August 12, 2020 meeting. Those minutes are in the packet that was provided to you in advance of this meeting. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Make a motion.
Is there a second? Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays? The ayes have it. The minutes have been approved. The next item is approval of a resolution 2024-1, finding that the final development plan for the local University City project is not subject to the modified Delmar Loop Urban Renewal Plan. And briefly, by way of background, in 1965, the City Council and LCRA approved a redevelopment project for the Delmar Loop area, including Parkview Gardens. The area was considered and declared blighted. Certain tax abatement incentives were offered, and land use controls and regulations associated with development in that area. This plan was modified or amended several times, the last one being in 1987. That plan had a 20-year term. It expired on or about July 20th, 1987. That plan was recorded with the St. Louis County Recorder of Deeds, so it's of record. The applicant and a development project, the old Commerce Bank site, 6630 to 6654 Delmar, is seeking to develop that site. The project involves 259 apartment units, approximately 7,131 square feet of commercial space. There'll be 399 parking spaces there. City Council has already granted all the zoning approvals, including a final development plan that was approved on May 28th of this year. At the June 10th meeting on the agenda, the City Council will give final consideration to an ordinance authorizing the issue of industrial revenue bonds to help fund the project. The developer, Subtex Acquisitions LLC, has informed the city that a title company has raised a question regarding whether the urban renewal plan that expired in 2007 is still applicable, and therefore would like an assurance that this project is not subject to the urban renewal plan and the land use regulations and controls associated with the plan. The LCR role in this is was in the plan to approve redevelopment projects in the area. So rather than have you approve or consider a redevelopment project in area under an expired plan, we believe it would be more efficient simply to have a resolution considered by the LCRA finding that that plan expired on or about July 20th, 2007. And therefore, this particular project is not subject to the plan, and there's no further review or approval required by the LCRA. So we have with you, with us today, Rob Clark, attorney for the developer. As he indicated earlier, he'd be happy to answer any questions regarding the project. The development plan is an attachment to the ordinance that's indicated in the resolution. It's a little over 30 pages with all the details of the project. The urban renewal plan is an attachment to the ordinance indicated in the resolution. And so all the details are in there on that. So are there any questions of Mr. Clark, myself, or anybody else?
Are they asking for tax abatement? And if so, how do they get it if the LCRA no longer exists?
There is no tax abatement with the LCRA being requested. There is tax abatement that is being requested as part of the Chapter 100 RSMO and industrial revenue bond project. And so the city council will consider that abatement. The abatement is 85% for 10 years. That's what's being requested and what will be before the council for a vote on June 10th.
My big question is, based on the facts and the documents in place, why is this action needed? The existing plan has expired, right? And the documents reflect that, and they can be shown to the developer. Is there any potential contesting of whether the plan applies? Is there any party could bring it to be an issue?
If it's okay, I'll let Mr. Clark address that.
Yeah, that's a great question, and thank you for raising it. I will say it this way. I think the reason that we're asking for this is because the title company sees the 1987 modified urban renewal plan on the land records. And even though there is language in the plan that says by its terms it expires, you would note that that plan had been modified several times previously since 1965. The title company, I think, has some concern that it may have been amended, you know, subsequent, that information may or may not have been recorded. They don't know whether the plan definitively is in effect or not in effect. So they're looking for the LCRA to make a definitive statement in that regard so they can remove it as an encumbrance on the land. And we don't have to go through the hoops of confirming whether our current development plan complies or does not comply with the modified urban renewal plan. So we certainly felt like if we showed them the text of the plan, and that it had expired by its terms, that would be sufficient for the title company. Unfortunately, it was not, which is why we're here asking you to make an affirmative statement that it's not applicable.
So the plan itself and its expiration isn't part of the recorded document?
It is, but for example, I don't believe the 1965 original plan was recorded. And I think what the title company would be concerned about is there could have been a subsequent amendment before the expiration in 2007 that might have extended it, that they don't have a record, so they don't know for sure. So they're looking for an affirmative statement.
Excuse my hyper paranoia, but this is all new. Is there any potential contest over whether is there any party that might say, hey, you guys didn't follow this plan?
I don't believe so. I'll let Mr. Mulligan speak to that. I mean, ultimately, it is the city's plan and the LCRA's plan to have administered while it was effective. I don't think it necessarily gives rights to anyone else other than individual developers that might have been approved under it. So I don't see any concern, but again, this is the city's and the LCRA's plan, so I'll defer to Mr. Mulligan on that.
And the city council, as I mentioned earlier, has approved all the zoning code requirements, and this is not one of them. This issue has not been raised by staff or city council. I've reviewed the urban renewal plan, and it's my legal opinion that it expired in 2007. It is not applicable. So therefore, the LCRA and the city council have no role in reviewing or approving this final development plan under the urban renewal plan.
And as far as we know, there's no adjoining property owner or anybody else that is objecting to the new project or conforming with previous plans. There's no contest over the
regarding whether this final development plan is subject to the urban renewal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I'm not aware of anybody raising or objecting to this project moving forward without LCRA review. Yeah.
Nobody probably even knows about it. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or discussions regarding this? Okay. Hearing none, is there a motion to approve resolution number 2024-1?
I move that we approve it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is passed and as to resolution number 2024-1. Is there anything else that any other business board member comments at this time?
I guess I'm curious if, you know, if this has expired and he has the issue with it now with the title company, does it make sense to do an official amendment saying it's expired and no longer applies to anything? I mean, is there anything else that might come up a year from now that says we have to do this again?
Actually, Rob Quar and I discussed that, whether there should be a document filed. And, you know, I suppose we could file this resolution. We could record this resolution. Whether something else should be passed, legally, I don't see the need for it. This is the first time this has come up in 17 years. And we've had a number of projects in that area over the years. This was rather unusual. But I my thought is if it comes up again, then maybe at that point, maybe a more definitive resolution or perhaps a resolution by the city council on it would be appropriate.
Okay,
any other comments?
Is there any reason for the LCRA to continue to exist?
Yes, because there may be LCR projects in the future. This is not one of them. But there certainly is a reason to exist, and it's one of the city's standing boards and commissions. So it's pretty much on a development by development basis that you meet. So I can't predict the future, whether there will be an LCRA project coming along within months or maybe next year or a few years from now. But there is certainly a valuable role that the LCRA plays in our community.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? We don't have a next meeting date, Any other business to be conducted this morning? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The meeting's adjourned. Thank you all again for attending.
For your time.
Thank you.
Thanks all very much.
Bye-bye.
All right.